Hi everyone. Today I'm going to be sharing my second episode of Ghost Stories with you. And this is a haunted hotel in downtown Charleston. I can't reveal the name of the hotel on the podcast, but if you want to email me at psychiccrossroadswithhope@gmail.com, I'd be happy to share what the name of the hotel was. But today I'm just going to give you my experience of what I went through when I was at the hotel. So it began when I was starting to open up a shop in downtown Charleston, and it was a metaphysical store. And I was working one night and I had a gentleman come in, and he was a tour guide for one of the ghost tours downtown. So he started talking about me. I told him I was a medium and that I could see spirits, and he was like, oh, interesting. So we got to talking, and so one day he asked me if I would just like to go out and see some historical places, and I was like, sure. I wasn't very familiar with the area. I knew there was a lot of spirits in the area. So he took me to this hotel, and he didn't give me much information about it. He just wanted to show me this place, so I was like, well, let's go check it out. So as we walked in, it didn't look like, ooh, your scary, typical hotel. It was an older hotel, a very famous hotel downtown. And we walked in, and we went up to the second floor, and all of a sudden, I just had to sit down. My legs were shaking a little bit, and he's like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, well, I don't feel too good. I could feel a lot of energy in there. And all of a sudden, I looked to my right, and I saw these younger soldiers, cadets. There was probably about 12 of them in spirit form, and they were coming straight at me, like really fast. And it kind of threw me a little bit. I was like, oh, I don't like it here. I don't feel right. He's like, what are you seeing? And I said, well, I'm just seeing a lot of soldiers and cadets, younger guys. And I said, my legs are shaking. I just think I want to get out of here. My chest is starting to get tight. So we left, and he was like, well, you're absolutely right. You know, the hotel is known for having people seeing the spirits of soldiers and things like that. And I was like, oh, so basically you're testing me. And he started laughing, and he said, well, I was wondering if you would like to maybe at some points jump on my tour and be the surprise medium. And then we could do the kind of the ghost tour together and give people an experience and see if anything comes up or you see anything. I was like, sure, it'd be great for the shop. So that was part of his tour, was this hotel. So on the first, I don't want to say it was the first tour, but, you know, I began doing tours with him downtown, and we went into the hotel, and one night we were in there, and he was explaining the history of the hotel with a group of people. And all of a sudden, I was standing there, and I could see one of the spirits in the hallway. I kind of stayed with the group. I mean, even though I'm a medium and I can see spirits, I still get a little scared by it sometimes, you know, because it is different for me. I kind of block myself and protect everything around us, but as I was standing there, I put my phone to the side of my leg, and I just clicked, and I got it. So I actually have an image of it looks like a silhouette of a soldier standing right in the middle of the hallway. So I was able to show the group, and they were like, oh, that's so cool. And so, you know, I learned throughout seeing the spirits and walking around and just learning how to capture them. Sometimes it's really hard. People have asked me that, you know, it is hard to capture a ghost on film and camera. I know they have some of these shows out there that you can watch, and they want to get proof. Everybody wants the proof. I get it. So we were standing there, he was talking, and all of a sudden I didn't even realize that, and I know it sounds weird, but my body, I was walking, but my brain wasn't computing like that my legs were actually moving. And I was like, whoa, what's happening? And I went to the railing of, we're on the second floor again. And I went to the railing, and all of a sudden I grabbed the railing, and my mind was telling me jump. And I just kept hearing that in my head, jump. And luckily, he looked over at me, grabbed my arm and said, what are you doing? And I said, I just want to get out of here. And so we left. And as we left and we got outside, you know, I told the group that what I was sensing with these spirits is what I would call as territorial ghosts. It's just, I guess, what came to me was that, yes, there's a lot of ghosts in the hotel, and it is known. I mean, it's known that the hotel is haunted. I'll give you a few of those experiences with people that have stayed in the hotel in a minute. But what was coming to me is they're territorial ghosts. They're, I guess you could say they are trapped there in a different loop of a timeline, let's call it. But they did get inside my mind, and I do believe that's because I am a medium and I'm wide open to this stuff. So it scared me so much that, you know, when I was speaking with the group, I just was like, you know, they're just territorial. You need a lot of protection to be in there. And I don't feel like, you know, people have asked me because it's a hotel, a lot of people stay there. You know, it's not that everybody's always going to have an experience or get harmed, but it can, you know, affect, I believe, more sensitive people that are in tune and aware that the ghosts are around. So again, that to me, they were territorial ghosts. They're just pushing you out. They don't want you in there. From my own experience with that and my legs moving and me wanting to, you know, put my leg over the railing and jump was very, it was deep for me. So of course I had to, you know, just sit with myself before I would go back in that hotel, put a lot of protection up. They just didn't have any desire to talk to me. Most of the time, ghosts will participate and communicate with me. So they weren't in the mood for that. So that was one experience that I had while I was in this particular hotel. Another one was we actually spoke to the manager of the hotel, and she shared with us that people have, you know, been in their rooms, left their rooms, come back, and chairs were stacked up, or they'd hear pounding on walls, or, you know, just different experiences that they had proof of. A lot of staff members have seen the ghosts in there. So again, you know, people work there, people stay there. I always joked with people, I'm like, yeah, you can pay me $1,000 to stay in there. I'm not trying to knock the hotel. I think it's an amazing hotel. But it is known to be haunted. So another experience was a husband and woman, an older couple that were staying there. He was getting a headache, he said, and they left the room, and they had put their jewelry in the safety deposit box in their room. And they went downstairs to see if they could get some aspirin. And he said, and we're still in the hotel, and we came up. We weren't gone very long. And they said when they came back, all their jewelry was laying on the bed, just placed on the bed. So, you know, people could say, oh, well, maybe a staff member did that, or maybe they forgot to put it in there. You know, you get that all the time. When we were, another time we were in there with the group. So I did go back into the hotel quite a few times. But again, I did a lot of protection exercises around myself and the groups. And just to, because people want to have that experience. I'm sure a lot of you have gone to different cities and towns and been on ghost tours. So it is, I feel different when there's a medium involved. To see, like myself, to see the spirits and have the experiences. So another night we were there with a group of people, and the tour guide was explaining the story that had happened to me. And as he was saying that, he looked over at me, and I was sharing with the group about the ghost being territorial. And right when I said that, the fire alarms went off in the hotel, like all of them. And, you know, of course, the group was running, and everybody was kind of like, what? Now, again, coincidence? Maybe. I mean, I just look at that as you know, the ghosts doing it, and there's some proof if people want to believe it or not. You get a lot of skeptics that I understand completely. So that was a few times. It was pretty eerie to like walk down the hallways. And, you know, again, with me being in there, they do flock to me a little bit. So a lot of people would stand there and they would feel the cold breezes going by and, you know, things like that. So, but like I said, it's not one of these hotels you walk into where you're like, ooh, this is creepy or this is old. So it was definitely an amazing adventure on my journey to be involved in these ghost tours and be a medium on them. Be interesting if some of you were actually on that tour in downtown Charleston. So that was one of the experiences. I have a lot of other different ghost experiences on the tour, so I will add that into another episode to be continued, because I can't quite share all of them just yet. So I'm going to give you another one. Another experience was when I was, again, in my shop working and painting. I had this woman who was actually homeless downtown. She would come in and I'd talk with her and we would hang out. And she said, you know, I see what you're doing here with, you know, the metaphysical shop. She goes, did you go to the park yet? And she told me which park it was downtown. She said, you know, when I sit there at night, she goes, you need to go there at like 2-3 in the morning. Like, who wants to go sit in a park at 2-3 in the morning? But she said, just try it and see, because there's a lot of spirits in that park. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go try to zoom in on that. And of course, I always tell people, like, look at there. To me, there's a lot of ghosts everywhere. Guidance for me, I use the word guidance for most of you that know. They had told me when I moved down there that not to channel any spirits south of Broad. So if some of you are familiar with Charleston, there's Broad Street. And they just, I don't question it a lot of times when I get messages and they say that. I'm like, okay, got it. I'll stay away from that area. It just may be more negative on that side, things like that. So I never would go south of Broad to channel any spirits. So this park just happened to be not south of Broad. So I was like, okay, I'm going to check it out at 1 in the morning and see what I can feel or what I can sense. Now, at night, the energy is stronger. So it's more quiet time, more where you can get that sense of things being around. And I feel like spirits are more active in the evenings. Again, I can't explain that 100%, but I just, from my experiences, that's what it's been like. So I waited and I took a friend and we went down to the park and sat on a bench and I zoomed in. So there was, 3 particular spirits in that park that they would communicate with me. So I communicated with a woman that next door to the park used to be a place for women to come way back when. She was involved in that back in the day. And I think she was a nurse. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But she was involved with the children. And it wasn't really an orphanage, but it kind of was the women that were, you know, alone and with children, and they would take them in and they'd lived there. So I learned the history of that. And when I spoke to this ghost, you know, I told her that I'm maybe doing a ghost tour and, you know, would she be willing to participate? And it was interesting because with her, you know, because ghosts do want to interact. So I guess you could say most people would say there's, you know, what's the difference between a spirit and a ghost? And there are different levels of understanding with that. Some spirits are trapped, some spirits aren't. Some spirits just like to go back to the energy that they're familiar with. So they kind of linger around. So she was in this particular area of the park. And when I would bring the group of people there, for whatever reason, she would target health issues with people. So, you know, the group would stand around and I would ask her to come forward, tell the group what I was seeing, what she looked like, how she was dressed. And then I just have everybody stand still and she would go up to somebody and then tell me. And of course I got their permission because I don't like to make people uncomfortable or not want to share an experience they're having. So I got everybody's permission and she went, I'll give you an example. She went by this gentleman and told me that he had a pacemaker in. And so I asked him and he said, yeah, you're right. And so she kind of gave a little bit of what he could do to strengthen his heart and his health. And that was pretty interesting. Then another person had a knee injury and he was, you know, another male. And he said, yeah, he was, she pointed to his knee. I explained what I was seeing, asked him if he had a knee injury. And the spirit did say he was going to have knee surgery. And I told him that and he said, yeah, I'm scheduled for that. And so it was kind of one of those things. And as the experience of the group, the people would tell me, you know, yeah, my leg got ice cold when she was standing here. I could feel the chills going up my back. You know, so it gave the group an interesting feeling while they were on the ghost tour. Another time I had a gentleman that right away on the ghost tour told me that he was skeptic and they didn't believe in any of that, any of this. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, but you'll enjoy the history part of it and everything else that goes with it. Well, when we were at the park, we were standing there and I looked over at this woman and the group and I could see the spirits, a spirit in the park that was standing behind her. And she kind of was like, the spirit was rubbing the top of the woman's head. And I was just staring at the woman because the woman, I could tell on her face, she felt something. And the guy that was skeptic was standing right next to her. And he looked over and could see her hair moving like somebody was patting the top of her head and moving her hair. And it freaked him out so bad. He ran across the park and he was like, I am done. So, you know, everybody in the group, you know, nobody felt scared because I was there. I was like, look, she's just playing around and it's all good. We're all good. Just stand still. And then I ended up speaking to that ghost who was another different ghost that came to join in. So there was different experiences like this. Like I said, it was very, you know, you try to make the ghost tour feel the way people want it to feel. You know, everybody's coming on a tour to be kind of scared or get an experience or get proof. For me, you know, since I've been doing this for so long, it's not as scary. Sometimes, like I said, I do get into these scary moments, but for the most part, these ghosts just wanted to be acknowledged. They wanted to be heard, or, you know, they just wanted to participate. So I got lucky enough that the ghosts, the more I came around, the more I communicated with them, the stronger they got. And they weren't harmful. They weren't negative ghosts. They would just participate. So another time, my tour guide was talking about a ghost story that, you know, the history that he knew. And so there would be times where I'd actually tell the people, okay, I'm going to channel the ghost. I call it channeling when I communicate with them. And I'm going to channel the ghost to see if the story is actually true. So he did get debunked one time where the ghost was like, yeah, you got that wrong a little bit. So the ghost was able to give us the proper story. And as the ghost was talking, we were in a cemetery, and as the ghost was speaking about the truth of the story, and I can give you a little bit of it if you want. It was basically a story about how they would have a funeral, and back then, you know, everybody kind of like drank wine or you know, there was something with the coffin. I can't remember exactly, but everybody would kind of raise their glasses and they would have this community of wine and things, and it wasn't the proper story. Like the ghost told me, no, that wouldn't have happened, and that would have been kind of like a taboo kind of thing, like not okay. So as the ghost was speaking to me and I was telling the group what the ghost was saying, one of the tombstones in the cemetery literally cracked in half and fell right next to us. So of course that freaked everybody out, and I was like, yeah, let's all go. So, but I can tell you, because I have told people this, and I might have said it in one of my other ghost story podcasts, because I can't remember, that, you know, I laugh because I always tell people, if you want to be safe or you're scared, go into a cemetery. It's holy ground. I think I've said that before. But, you know, there's nothing negative around. So inside a holy space of a cemetery. All right. So I'm going to leave it there. I gave you a few little tidbits on my experiences with ghost tours. I did do a lot of ghost tours in downtown Charleston. I formed my own ghost tour, and then I did it with this other person that had his section in Charleston that we did ghost tours. And in my next ghost story episodes, I'm going to share about these little orphan girls that would appear on the tour, and I'd have the group sitting down and they would come out, and they never failed on me. I mean, they just wanted to participate. And again, a lot of people, so maybe some of you out there listening to this might have been on my tour. And if you were, I have a lot of these stories written down. I don't use names, but if you were on one of my ghost tours in downtown Charleston, send me an email at psychiccrossroadswithhope@gmail.com. And maybe you want to email me and share your experience. I have a lot that I will tell in my podcast with the stories with the orphan girls. Those are some of my favorite ghost stories to experience and to share. I love telling the story. So I'm going to leave you right there, because stay tuned. And then one of my next episodes, you'll hear some more ghost stories. Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed listening, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.